Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest today is Juno Police Chief Ed Mercer. Hello, Ed.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for being here, Ed. It's been a while since we've had you on, and a lot has happened over the last few months. But let's start with some of the information and updates you'd like to share with our listeners. What's on your list today?
Sure. You know, every time I come in here, I usually try to give an update on our staffing. One of our biggest challenges is filling rank and file and whatnot. So within the last time since I've talked with you, I think we were down by like 8 or 9 officers, and currently we're down 5 officers. I hired 2 more recently, latter part of last year, and 2 this year. So we got a couple recruits going to be going to the Public Safety Academy here in February. So we're excited about that. So we're making some progress with officer positions. We are fully staffed in our dispatch, which has been another challenging area. And we added a couple positions called call taker positions that would assist those dispatchers in their day-to-day job and whatnot. And we got one of those positions filled, and we're still in the process of filling the other one. So I'm happy to say we're making some great progress and some strides with filling the rank and file within the police department. Another thing just to pass on is every year, usually there's a shift in assignments and whatnot. Usually it happens in the patrol section of the department where they shift around, officers report to different sergeants and different teams. But we made a little bit of a little overhaul of the organization and moved around our lieutenants and our commanders, where Lieutenant Craig Campbell was overseeing the patrol section of the department. He is now overseeing the criminal investigation and special operations of the department. And Sergeant Dubois is also over there with him. And Sergeant Gifford took on a new position within the agency called the Administrative Sergeant that we're going to use for overseeing our training, our FTO program, and our accreditation. And I'll talk a little bit more about the accreditation a little later if I can.
Mm-hmm. Sure, absolutely. That's all great stuff. And I'm happy to hear that you guys are, at least that your dispatch is staffed and that you're getting there with the rest of them. One question I had is with kiddos going back to school, has that increased a lot of activity in your department? I know that there's suddenly more buses on the streets than there were before and more kids just kind of out and about, whereas before everybody was really hunkered down during the school day.
Yeah, we haven't really seen a whole lot of increase in activity. We know that individuals are going to be out and about, especially with school back in session and whatnot. But, you know, one of the things that I think it's important for the community to pay attention to is with our driving conditions and everything going on out there, more people out and about. Once again, just reminding people, you know, be careful out there. But as far as picking up activity on our side, it really hasn't. We haven't seen a whole lot of that at this point. So it's pretty much the same right now.
That's good to hear. And then the other thing that's back in session is the legislature. And then, of course, there's a lot of additional concerns about security just spilling over from the political uprising at the nation's capital. Are there any extra steps being taken by your department?
At this time, I mean, on the onset of that concern, certainly we were monitoring it. We were preparing in the event there was an issue. Fortunately, logistically, where the Capitol's located, we didn't really see any activity. We didn't catch any activity going to be happening in our area. So for the most part, it's we're status quo with it. We do work close with our Capitol security, work with the troopers. We work also with our federal partners. So for the most part, it's just been status quo.
That is so good to hear. No news is good news in that department. And then, of course, preventing the spread of COVID, I know, has been a top public safety priority since the pandemic began. And it's been a high bar to maintain all the safety and the security and the distancing and the masking, all the protocols in place for going on a year now. How's that impacted the police department?
Well, in the onset of it, I think it really set us back a little bit. We had to strategize on our approach and how we continue to provide the service. I was happy to say that we continued that service, but we were just a little bit more cautionary on how we did it. For example, you know, we resorted to our online reporting and had people report crimes through there that were not active or they were not people crimes. So, and our civilian investigators were able to follow up on that pretty quickly. But we also had to take precautionary steps with this, making sure our personnel had all the PPE that was necessary, disinfecting their patrol cars. If they had contact with somebody who maybe is suspected of COVID, there was a protocol for them to disinfect and those types of things. Right now, I think we have it for the most part. We're still out there doing it. It's still precautionary. You probably see officers out there wearing their masks, wearing their gloves when they're having contact with the public. We have fared, knock on wood, we have fared fairly well with not having to really deal with the virus inside the agency because of the precautionary steps we've taken.
You guys, are you considered frontline workers? It seems like you would be. Have you, any of you been vaccinated?
Well, unfortunately, we are frontline workers, but in the phases in which they decided to do it, law enforcement was not put in the first phase. We are in the second phase, I think tier four. So we are still waiting for the vaccination, and we're just patiently waiting for that vaccination to come our way and give us authorization to be able to allow our staff who want to get the vaccination to get the vaccination.
Hopefully it won't be too much longer. You said you wanted to talk a little bit more about accreditation. Let's go back to that.
Yeah, thank you. So, just to go back in time, Juneau Police Department was one of the first agencies in the state of Alaska to be accredited through the Alaska Law Enforcement Agency Accreditation Commission, which was overseen by the Alaska Association of Chiefs of Police. And we held that status for a period of time. And the state of Alaska decided, well, we're just not going to carry it because there wasn't too much interest from other departments to do it. But they agreed to adopt another accrediting body out of Oregon called Oregon Accreditation Alliance. So we jumped right on that and have been working towards accreditation through OAA. And I'm happy to say that we are about 90% close to being accredited again as a police agency, which speaks volumes for, you know, for a police department that we are following sound, up-to-date best practices when policies and procedures. So I'm hoping within the first quarter of this year that, you know, I'll be able to announce that we are again accredited as a police department through OAA.
That is good to hear. So what do you think are some of the disadvantages of being at the status where you're not considered accredited? I mean, to me, like most John Q. public wouldn't really know, especially if they're kind of having a brush up with the law.
Well, I think it really comes down to the assurance that we as a police agency are keeping up with the trends and keeping up with best practices for law enforcement across the nation. There is an outfit called CALEA, which is where you could get accredited. And a lot of those best practice policies are an example of what most agencies should be doing. Fortunately for the Juneau Police Department, because we were accredited before, we were already following that as far as it goes. This will just, again, reassert that we are accredited, and that's going to help us when it comes to, you know, we've had some pretty high profile incidents happen. We have officer involved shootings, and the question comes up, what type of practices are you guys providing to your troops? What type of training? All that is covered in your policies and procedures so that you are just doing the best you possibly can based off of the national standard. So that's what it does for us. And once you're accredited, you're recognized, and you can assure that somebody, another body, is making sure that you are following those standards. And I think this is the way to go with police departments in our profession.
I know with other institutions such as in academics, such as universities, the accreditation process is lengthy and it's a lot of work, a lot of administrative work, and almost every individual has to participate at some point to make it to get all the way there. So I just commend you for taking that journey to be accredited.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And I would say that that's the case for us. It's really time consuming, and it takes a conservative effort, not just through my office, but all my command staff and my staff, to make sure that they're working towards that goal of becoming accredited. And it takes time. Fortunately, like I said, we've been accredited before, so that helped us as far as moving forward where we're at today.
Well, thanks, Chief Mercer, as always, for taking the time to answer my questions today. We really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to next time. Is there anything else that you wanted to share before we say goodbye today?
Yeah, just once again, you know, I'll look outside. The weather, it's beautiful, but the driving conditions can be very, very gnarly. So, you know, we always put this out. People, be careful out there. Be considerate. Be patient. Give yourself some time. We've been, we've received some reports of our roundabouts out in the valley. You know, we'll look out for pedestrians. That's something new out there. Mm-hmm. And we encourage pedestrians, if they're out there, wear light clothes in the dark winter so that you're seen and whatnot. So common sense type things, but we always like getting that out there. And overall, I just really appreciate the opportunity to again, talk with you and give them the opportunity to do this.
All right. Well, that's great advice for public safety and driving safety. So thanks again, Chief Mercer, and we will talk to you again next time.
Thank you.
Take care. Be safe out there.
Thanks.